That's too easy.
You never heard of me? Fucking stupid.
Welcome to an all-new episode of What Now, where we take the hottest sports topics, dissect them, correct them, and bring them to you from our perspective. I'm Jamie, and along with me is not Tobias, Tyreek, May May, and Jai. What up?
We just want to let y'all know.
Fantastic flow, fantastic flow.
He's walking
with the flows up.
If you miss three in a row, you got to get a punishment. That should be our thing. If you miss three in a row, you got to do a punishment.
And that'll be the intro to whatever episode we on.
So how y'all feeling, bro? It was a good weekend.
Right. It's been a long weekend.
Why are you smiling like that, bro?
Creepy smile.
Double of the mischief.
Hey, man, you saw how he tried to say that with the little house. I was like, how y'all feeling?
How you feeling? How you feeling, brother?
I'm good, bro. I almost I don't know if YouTube gonna flag us, but I almost died on Sunday watching the Ravens play football. But it was okay.
That was a great game, though.
It was a good game.
Emotional turmoil.
The parts I got to see.
One of my friends from church had to call me after the game just to make sure I was okay.
Are you breathing, bro?
Hey, tell them they would have knew not to call if it was an L.
Yeah, I wouldn't answer. phone would have been off. Phone
don't even talk, type my name in on your phone.
Phone would have probably been in the middle of Memorial. Nah, but oh yeah, since we're talking about some teams, I got something to say about the Steelers, Jalen.
All right.
Since Tobias is not here, I could address you, I guess. I think So I feel like Justin Fields is, I now 100% believe he's a certified backup QB.
Okay.
I think he's had enough time now to, I can make a decision on him. I see him as a good backup. Like he's like the 34th best quarterback in the league. Like he's not consistent at all. Like he got a couple of flashes, but it's not enough that it's not going to win you much, especially like if y'all had just a little bit worse defense, y'all would be an awful, awful team.
I mean, that's another story, but yeah, that defense, that historically great defense,
legendary.
Let the Cowboys just go down the field on the last drive before a touchdown.
I'm talking about went through.
That's why I wish Tobias was here, because I was like, I want you to defend that. But I mean,
Tobias sure was defending Justin Fields like he's the number one fan, like he wasn't slandering him last season.
All last season and the offseason.
That's why when I said he got traded, didn't he? Well, when he came over, that I don't think it moved the needle. Like it would be a new beginning for him. I think he could. You think he would start in New York over Daniel Field or Daniel Jones? Is he better than Daniel Jones?
Would he start in New York?
Yeah.
Like if he,
like without all like the money talk and the contracts and stuff like that. Like
I feel like whoever was the backup, the fans would want to see the other person.
That's crazy.
I don't think the Steelers fans would want Daniel Jones to come over and start. But I mean, I don't know. The offense looks
no, because
I think they would both be worse on each other's team, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like they're good for where they are.
Yeah. I don't see neighbors lighting it up if Justin Fields is a quarterback. But I also don't see Daniel Jones not messing up enough to let the defense win for the Steelers.
Daniel Jones would give a bunch of short fields. And that would
exactly hurt.
I just think if Justin Fields would have kept, like if he would have won last night, we would have been 4-1. So like it would have gave him an excuse, like result bias, saying, I mean, it's working, like we're winning. But I just don't want it to be in the middle of the season, week 9, and you're trying to incorporate Russ into the lineup, and then it's just going to go all to nothing. But I mean, TJ Watt can't throw the ball.
I'm not gonna lie. I watched the first half, but I only watched the highlights of the second half because it was so late. I fell asleep.
I went to bed.
But the, some of them throws he had, and I based on the highlights. Now they were highlights, but based on the highlights, it's like he played a little bit better in the second half. But the throws I seen in the first half, some of them was like terrible. But it looked like he was playing a little better in the second half. Justin Fields, I'm talking about. But then also the Dak had like three interceptions, didn't he? Or three turnovers. Yeah,
Dak was. I mean, bro,
he was trying to give him the game.
They shouldn't have lost. Like the game was literally right there for the taking, and we just couldn't hold up defense, which is kind of like deflating if that's what you rest your hat on. But I mean, also, yeah, Justin Fields, he just the O line isn't good enough for him to go through his reads. That's first, and I don't think he's skilled enough as a traditional quarterback to be able to get through his reads and get it to his star players. Like I seen a mashup of Pickens just running routes. He's just out there walking. If he's not the first read, he's just gonna walk that route. And then you know when it gets to third and long, because we're not getting any yardage on first and second down. Third and long, he's just throwing it up to Pickens, and he's such a good athlete that he saves Justin Fields a lot. That's what I've seen this year.
That's a who is the coordinator? Arthur Smith, right?
Yeah.
I think that's Arthur Smith. It seems like he just wants to use the number one wide receiver as a decoy. Because that's kind of what happened in Atlanta too.
Yeah,
with Drake London.
Really what I was about to say.
And Drake London, I don't know him. Obviously, I don't know him personally, but he looks like a person that would just hold his tongue. But George Pickens, even if he try to hold his tongue, his actions will show if he doesn't like what's going on.
I mean, if we want to take it back to Atlanta, like, I mean, I would probably consider Kyle Pitts maybe the first option, like, offensively, kind of how Kelsey is. But, yeah, it's a lot of decoys, a lot of him running over the top of the defense to get the intermediate routes because, I mean, Justin Fields is not throwing the ball down the field. So he's running Pickens. He's running Pickens on them deep posts to get it to the tight ends and the wideout two and all that stuff. So I mean, I think at this point there is a big enough sample size to say that he might just be a backup for the rest of his
the and they finally Dak is probably I can't remember who all y'all play, but I think Dak or the Cowboys is one of the better offenses that y'all played so far.
Right.
And they didn't have a lot of their pieces, and they still beat y'all and they had three turnovers. So it's like, bro, you gotta win that game.
I mean, we can't. I mean, that's been the story since game one. We played the Falcons, like we won off of field goals. Like we can't score points for real.
And that was the worst.
Not gonna be able to beat anybody in the league doing that.
That was the worst game the Falcons have played all season, and they barely won that game. and Kyle Pitts is not good, Malin. I'm sorry.
He's good, but like he's just not who y'all thought he was. He wasn't he's not 8 overall pick. Or whatever
I can get behind that. But honestly, all the tight ends this year have been like kind of weak. Not trying to take up for him, but you know.
I got three top six tight ends off my fantasy team, by the way. So
quiet, Tyreek.
Holla at me if you need him. Huh?
So you got three tight ends on your team?
Yeah. Holla at me if you need them. Both of y'all, Malin and Jamie. I know you need them.
Malin, God bless.
This isn't about that.
My team was
0-8 now.
Hey, like I told y'all, this is the same thing's gonna happen like last year. I'm gonna be sorry the whole way, win like two games so I don't have to do the punishment.
When did you draft? Like what was your, I guess, did y'all do snake draft?
We did, but he was auto.
Yeah, he was auto.
Oh, that's why, bro. You got to get them sleeper picks.
I picked like through. Out of my team, I picked like four people.
What draft pick were you? Your first round.
He was last, no?
Yeah, because I wasn't there.
Did you get last? I know, but we all still pick. I didn't know if somebody picked number 10.
I don't know, bro. Being last or first is kind of like good and bad. But you get that double pick.
Yeah, I'm telling y'all, bro.
0-10 5 is crazy though.
I lost my first two draft picks at the beginning of season. CMC and Cooper Kupp. I only got one game out of both of them combined. Man, telling you, they're coming back. Y'all better watch out for me.
In one of my leagues, Tua literally ruined me because I have Tyreek Hill. I have Tyreek Hill in our league, and it's just like, you're not doing anything. You would think he's going to go for 4 million yards, but
my whole team this past week gave me single digits. I mean, I don't know what y'all want me to do about that.
My whole team is injured or on bye, and I still beat you somehow.
I just told you what happened.
Jamie,
they all put up single digits.
Single digits is crazy.
Exactly. Like, not bringing 90. Like, come on now. Like, there's outline issues that ain't got nothing to do with me on that.
Hey, man, week one in one of my leagues, I scored like 73. I was like, oh, this is about to be a long year. I ain't lost since, though.
Man, you gotta start dropping people, bro. Just let it go. Just blow it up. Start over. See what you can do.
Blow it up. You gotta be a good GM at this point.
Have to do something.
Hold on. We didn't even get to a topic yet.
let's move along. So, as we all know today, or I guess yesterday when you're watching this, there was a coach fired.
Another thing we should aim at Tobias, because he wanted to do the Jets chant before. Didn't he do that before Aaron Rodgers got there? He was screaming out J-E-T-S Jets before Rodgers even got there.
Yeah, I think
that's because
the coach is gone.
That's because when we first started this, like my bold prediction was the Jets were going to be in the playoffs in the next 3 years.
And we all...
2.5 years ago, and they still had to make the playoffs.
That's crazy. They got a Hall of Fame quarterback, too. That's crazy.
Because when we started, who was the quarterback? Wasn't that like Mike White and Joe Flacco year?
No, what's his name?
Yeah, because I think it was the year Sauce them got drafted was when I said that. This was right after the draft.
Yeah. That was Zach Wilson, wasn't it?
Yeah,
because he had just got drafted, I'm pretty sure.
I thought Sauce came before Zach Wilson. Or no?
Zach Wilson came before Sauce, for sure.
All right, so, yeah, Zach was after – that was after his rookie year. So, I was like – this is before even thinking of Aaron Rodgers getting signed. So, I just said they were going to make the playoffs in the next 3 years. It's crazy.
I mean, they can still make it.
They can. It ain't going to be long, though. They're going to be
out. What I'm scared about –
5 hours.
Not to take it back to fantasy, but I got the Jets defense in. And Salah was actually a great defensive coach. And their defense has been playing really well. Like, actually.
I'll tell you how I take after you done. I didn't want to
interrupt. Their defense has been playing really well. And it's the offense that's the problem. And it's like, Salah is he's the head coach. But he's the defensive coach. So that means Aaron Rodgers got to be the leader of the offense. So it's like, I don't know if Salah can be fired. They should have fired Hackett. That's what they should have fired.
They should have fired Hackett and gave Aaron Rodgers a wake-up call because, like you said, the best side of the ball is Robert Saleh. And the thing about it that I don't like, because, I thought Aaron Rodgers going over there, I'm a fan of, but he came over here and changed their whole identity. Why are y'all throwing the ball that much? Why is Breece Hall not getting the touches he needs? You got two good young running backs that y'all not feeding, and y'all letting a 40-year-old coming off an ankle injury throw the ball 40, 45 times.
Running his own offense that doesn't work anymore.
And bringing in an OC that he can run over. That's the only reason he got him in there, not because he liked him. He can run over
the team at all.
Like, he's crazy.
The GM. I don't know why people give Aaron Rodgers so much like power.
They would think he was Tom Brady the way they just, you know.
Bro, okay, it's
Aaron.
Like.
Okay, Aaron. This is what you want? Okay, Aaron.
They scared of him. They can't do nothing. Once they signed him, he did get all the power, though. Because it's like, you can't do nothing with him. You can't cut him. You stuck with him once he signed him. And him getting hurt last year did not help at all.
At all. Yeah. I think if they make it through this year, if they miss the playoffs while he's a quarterback and he decides to come back, I think they should go in another direction. I mean, he can stay on the team. I think they should start somebody else.
Nah. If Aaron Rodgers on the team, he's gonna start. But next year will be the last year.
They got to send a message. He ain't getting it done. And he just getting older.
I mean, nah, yeah, I would agree. Draft the quarterback next year. I think you draft the quarterback next year regardless, especially if you got a top pick. Yeah. But, like, regardless if he retired or not, like, I'd sit Shador. Can you imagine Shador and Aaron Rodgers in the same?
Heck nah.
Then you're going to have Deion
coming out. Oh, man. Man.
Coming in the locker room? No.
Flexing on somebody.
Shador shouldn't go to any New York team. The media with Shador, that's just not going to mix well. No, he's. I don't care how sorry both New York teams are. Shador don't need to go there, and he don't need to go to Dallas. No, sir.
He got that Cam.
Oh no, his dad is Deion Sanders, bro. Like that, I feel like that's in his blood.
Well, ain't nobody going to Dallas because Dak just got signed. But but the I don't know. The Jets, they got an issue, bro. Like, and the only thing that's gonna help them is Aaron Rodgers got to play better at the end of the day. Like, even if they bring in Devontae Adams, I don't think it's going to help that much.
That's just going to make them throw it more.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers got to play better, or they need to run the ball, like you said, with Braylon Allen and what's the other one? Other running back. What's his name?
Breece Hall.
Oh, Breece Hall, yeah.
What'd you call
him? I said Braylon Allen, the first one. And then I couldn't think of his name, Breece Hall. Oh.
So do you think this hurts the chances of them signing or trading for whatever?
Devontae Adams?
Devontae? Yeah.
I don't think so. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't think they were going to contend for anything anyway. Like, I think it's been made clear that Devontae wants to play with quarterbacks that he likes now, regardless of the situation. I mean, he went to the Raiders with Derek Carr. And he, again, is saying that he wants to maybe play with Derek Carr again.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, I don't think winning is the top priority for him, but him going to the Jets, it doesn't really do anything. It just gives another scapegoat for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't think it hurts him either. Because I think it's purely that's a Aaron and Devontae thing. Like, he don't care who the coach is. As long as Aaron recruiting him there, if he don't get to play with Derek Carr, that's definitely where he's gonna go.
The Jets.
As long as they can pull it off, because apparently, they say it's not true, but Aaron had something to do with that with Saleh getting fired. He got all the influence in there. So if he say he want Devontae and they got the resources, they gonna get him.
Yeah, I mean they said that nobody knew about Saleh was getting fired.
He said
just walked in and then the owner fired him. And they said he walked him out with security and everything. I said, dang, bro, what are you doing?
I saw, like, come on now. Why do you have to do all of that?
They ain't let him talk to the players or nothing. I was like, man, what?
But see, that's another reason why I would think Aaron would have something to do with it. You don't let them back in so they can look at each other, like they address the team and stuff. You know how that goes, because he ain't going to be looking the same as everybody else. He ain't surprised. He going to be just looking around.
He's going to say.
Don't let him get back to the team.
And they just came back on a flight from London. Like, that's they're in New York, so it's not that long of a flight. But, like, he's probably in the back of his mind thinking, man, I'm about to get home from London again.
But that is crazy. They say a lot of players in the locker room really did like him. So this might mess up the locker room. Who knows?
Yeah, and I just don't get it because, like, the defense is good. And San Francisco's defense was good when he was the defensive coordinator there. Like, his bread and butter is the defense. They tried to do a Belichick-Brady thing. Like, Belichick will handle the defense, the coach will handle the defense, and the quarterback will handle the offense. But,
man, with the way the passing game has changed all these years, you gotta match up quarterbacks with all, like, great quarterbacks with offensive coaches if you want to win.
That's what my take was going to be. Like, all the great defensive head coaches need to go be great coordinators for offensive coach. Like, it's not built for them. Like, all the defensive-minded head coaches don't have good teams.
Like, they don't.
Like, I don't see any of them that – it's all the offensive coaches that are having thriving offenses and success.
Yeah, the game is slowly going back to a running game anyway. And it's like you gotta adapt, and they wasn't adapting. It's a poverty franchise too, Jets. So you can't expect them to make correct decisions.
It's just crazy, man, because these poverty franchises, they get to a point every couple years where they get what they need to succeed, and they can't do it. Like they're not capable.
And it seems like it's never on the football field. There's always some outside of football that ruins the poverty franchise. Whether it's a star player trying to get some money, like the Jamar trying to get some money, or they not paying Jamar or T. I'd be like, man, I'm blown. The Browns
kill yourselves every time.
The Browns giving Deshaun a fully guaranteed contract. It's like,
hey man, I ain't trying to be a conspiracy theorist or nothing, but bro, this is I guess we ended up talking about it a second. Something going on with that, bro. He can't just fall off. Like, your talent, it's something is going on. He can't not be just that bad out of nowhere. He can't.
I think he got bad mojo. I think he got bad mojo, and then he played for the Browns. Like, them two things can't mix, bro. I think the Browns are doomed. Like, I think they're cooked.
He really did all that stuff, and he just getting the worst case of karma I ever seen in my life, or he got something behind the scenes going where somebody upper telling him not to be good. Something's going on. He just can't play that bad and be trying to be good.
You sold his soul?
Sold his soul that bag. You know, he sold his soul to get out of them cases.
he ain't never seen a fall off like this.
He don't even look like a backup quarterback. Like Justin Fields looks better than he does.
Hey man, like, you just don't forget how to play.
The song was really good, bro.
A new contract in Houston where not many quarterbacks do that at that point in time. Up 7 or 24-0 on Patrick Mahomes in the AFC. Was that championship or divisional?
That was AFC championship.
Up 24-0 on Mahomes in the AFC championship. You go from that point to literally rock bottom. You are the bottom of the barrel right now.
Yeah, like he looks like the worst quarterback in the league.
Like, you got single-digit QB ratings.
Stephen A. said, if you can go to jail for being terrible, then he needs to be in jail or something like that.
He said, I would accept it. But that's how bad, like I said, it didn't need to be a topic because it didn't want too much to say, but something got to be studied. I know that's a big meme now, but I'm serious. Somebody got to figure out what happened to him.
What do you think the Browns should do? Like, what do y'all think should be the next move for them?
Logically, or what they actually can do? Because I don't think they can actually do. I just feel like I don't think they can really do anything other than bench them and eat the money. But I mean, I guess they could draft and try again.
Free Jameis. Free Jameis.
Like, you mean like let him play or let him go?
Let him play. Well, let him go too, but at least let him play first.
At this point, Jameis, DTR, anybody be better. You got to pull a Russell Wilson move. You got to eat that money. You got to.
I was listening to the Mount Rushmore. That's like way more than how much the Broncos had to eat, though. Because it's fully guaranteed. I think the Broncos had like a 70 or 80 million cap hit. Yeah. And I was hearing that Deshaun, if they cut him this year, it would be like 160 million cap hit. And I think if it's next year, go like the 120 or something.
They're going to have to bench him and hope he asks for a trade or something.
Imagine you got $230 million quarterback sitting on the bench, healthy.
I got to. I'm sorry. That's when you go up to the podium with no surprise here coming from our franchise. We made another mistake. We have to accept it.
The owner got to say that. The owner got to say that. I think Stefanski would bench him. But I feel like the owner is saying we pay him too much money for you to put him on the bench.
Because you know good and well how he was looking up during the point in time. So we're not switched court. He want to so bad. Yeah. He want to so bad.
I mean, I think they're going to have to eat the money anyway. Because, I mean, the way he's playing, he has no value to be traded. So, like, the only way another team's going to get him is if they, like, take at least half of that money off of the other team's hands. So like they're gonna have to pay him regardless. So I mean, whatever looks best for their dignity, but I don't. I mean,
they're gonna have to pay most of the money and give the other team a third round pick.
A third round pick with a quarterback. That's
yeah. I think there's a way they pay him a little bit more money to retire. Is that possible? I mean,
maybe, but like
they would still take a cap hit though.
But get out! Yeah,
like they go.
Oh, you mean like under? You mean like under the table? Like retire?
Like just go, bro. Like nobody wants you. We don't want you. You getting your money? So just leave.
I mean, he could, but he gonna spin back and just go play for somebody else. Because like, if it's under the table, I'm just saying like Carolina might want him or something like that.
What if he wants to get out of Cleveland or something? He's just like sandbagging.
Playing bad? Oh my God.
That would be dumb because that's your fault. Like the only reason you chose to go to Cleveland, first of all. And then the reason you want to go is because you suck.
But like yeah, that's what I was saying. There's something gotta be going. He does not just lose his talent like that.
Yeah, and it's not basketball. Like basketball players do that all the time because their careers are longer. Like the stars are longer. Like this is football. Like your career could be over with in a matter of seconds. I mean, you can say that about any sport, but like it's so much higher to be playing with your life like that.
Man, something going on with him. I just really can't comprehend him falling off that cliff like that.
I want to get Michaela back on here. I remember she was trying to defend him a little bit.
Nah, she was. She was caping for him.
I wonder what she's gonna say.
But because you know when he played bad last year, that was the first time we saw him like that. So it was like, all right, you know, give him a little time. But it's still going. You done had a year off. Worse. A year, you got hurt. Then you got a whole offseason to improve. And now you're here again. I think he's playing even worse than last year.
Yeah, he is.
So, like, what's going on?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And the team he got is, like, a good team. The Browns aren't a bad team. He's just playing really bad. And Nick Chubb is supposed to come back soon within the next couple weeks. But, like,
if I'm him, I'm staying out.
I'm waiting until I'm 100% before I come back on this.
100%, and we looking like we're gonna do something. I ain't about to come back from just some cleanup time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of quarterbacks, it's time for the quarterback list.
I didn't know those were horns. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I was trying to hype it up.
So mainly you going first?
You go.
Oh, me. Oh, I got some quarterbacks. You could be anybody. Sorry. All right. My week 5 NFL top 10 QB list. We got a lot of movement. Not a lot of new names, I'll say, but a lot of movement. Cause I think we're starting to get to the point now where it's like teams are playing each other. And so now we're good teams are starting to form. We can kind of see who's good and who's not based on everybody got either an easy schedule or a hard schedule. So number 10, I kind of had a joking one two weeks ago. I got another little joking one. Joe Flacco. I'm sorry. This might be biased, but Joe Flacco is like.
I mean, he's good. I like him.
Joe Flacco. Crazy.
The stuff like that at the end of somebody of a quarterback's career, like, do you think that boosts somebody's Hall of Fame resume? Like being good, being like okay for so long.
Especially he won a play or no, they didn't win a playoff game, did they?
They didn't win one. But going along with your question, Jalen, before anybody answer, since we don't have another top, since we have a free space. I was talking to Shagun actually about this.
So
now knowing Joe Flacco's post Ravens career, do you think Matt Ryan or Joe Flacco has had a better career? Or which career would you rather have, I should say?
I mean, I think it's pretty easy at this point.
Yeah, that's kind of easy. In my opinion, as a Falcons fan, I can say that.
I'm taking Joe. F Matt Ryan.
I'm going to take Joe's career. He got a Super Bowl win. and y'all around the same age and you still playing, like, people want you.
Yeah, like, within that context, too. And, like, Matt Ryan has an MVP, but, like, you blew a 28-3 lead.
All right.
No, I'm saying, though, like, that's something that people look at when they're like, are you better than player B? Like,
so do you
think that was your MVP year and you did that?
So like, who's more likely to be a Hall of Famer?
I mean,
that Super Bowl is going to help him regardless. Yeah, and what he's got going now, he's good.
Yeah, I think in like 15 years, nobody's going to know who Matt Ryan is.
Sadly.
I disagree with that.
No, 28-3.
I think he's doing a little, yeah. No, Matt, I think Matt Ryan, because he still got an MVP. I think people will remember Matt Ryan more than Flacco, honestly, if we're going later in the years. Because
I mean, the longer that Flacco plays, it'll be more recent.
I mean, Matt Ryan got one thing that is going to help him in that conversation that Flacco don't. Matt Ryan had Julio. Everybody going to remember Julio.
Yeah.
So, like, when you bring up Julio, oh, who was his quarterback? Matt Ryan. You know what I mean? He got another leg to stand on with, relevancy.
Who's a good comp for Matt Ryan? And maybe even Flacco, like, in the 2000s. 15 years ago, now that we're having this conversation. Like,
Philip Rivers, probably. Well, Philip Rivers plays longer.
Is he more of a Hall of Famer than Matt Ryan?
He just couldn't do nothing in the playoffs, bro. He has the numbers. I mean, I don't know. I'll have to think about it,
bro.
Y'all Falcons fans, man. They was killing me about 2016, 2017, 2018. When Flacco was going downhill and Matt Ryan was coming off MVP, it was killing me. Y'all was killing me talking about Matt Ryan is way better than Flacco and all this stuff.
I mean, at that point in time.
Flacco done added a comeback player of the year to his resume also, by the way.
And all right, brother, number nine. Let's get on with your list.
Another thing that hurt Flacco at that time was that Super Bowl run. As good as he did play, and the teams he beat, he still had a not legendary defense, but he had a good defense attached to that too. The Falcons, we weren't known for our defense at all. That was purely our offense that got us to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
but with that, you can say that was Ray Lewis's farewell, and then look who's on the other side of the ball, like you said about the Julio thing. Like, look who was throwing him the ball. But yeah.
True.
That's a good combo.
Because hey, people remember Trent Dilfer. Yeah, that one chill.
I barely remember Trent Dilfer. It's only because of the Super Bowl. Number nine is Jared Goff. This might be the first time Jared Goff been on the list all season, actually. And honestly, he's been okay. I think the Lions have been winning. They've been winning well, but I think it's been more on the run game. But I gotta put Jared Goff in here since they're playing well as a team, and he's playing okay. Number eight is Patrick Mahomes. He moved back up, played a good game against the Saints, but I still don't think Mahomes is, like, playing better than the quarterbacks above him.
But isn't that scary?
We're gonna say no because he's not scared of him.
No. I'm biased. I'm trying to, because I'll be like, yes and no, because clearly he's shown he cannot play well and win the Super Bowl. But I think also a lot of it is, like we were talking about last week, other teams just see Mahomes and don't play the way that they're supposed to play. Like Mahomes, I don't see him getting much better this year, especially because he keeps losing receivers. But they can mess around and go undefeated, which is stupid.
They might be the one with the historic defense by the end of the year.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say legendary, but you know, they might.
I can 100% also see something crazy happening where the Chiefs go undefeated and then lose in the playoffs just because they aren't that good.
Yeah, it'll be like it finally caught up to them. Like you couldn't just skate by with.
Yeah.
Aura.
Number seven is Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins has been putting together a string of a string of good games.
Well, that swag surf. He's seen them BBLs and Mercedes.
Hey, and my boy ain't used to this. Hey, he from up there in Minnesota. He ain't used to seeing all this dying.
Hey, bro, I'm telling y'all, every Falcons game,
bro,
y'all coming at me, bro.
That be turned. That do be turned. Y'all do be really turned.
Yeah, like, after every prime time win, bro, y'all be like, y'all, you think about
Super Bowl? It was like the Super Bowl for real. I was annoyed. Grow up.
Y'all are excited about Kirk. That's a divisional rival.
I don't care. Y'all are excited about Kirk Cousins and y'all won because the playoff rules are trash. For real.
Like overtime rules.
That's what I meant. Sorry. I was thinking about y'all celebrating like it was the playoffs. I mean, for real though. Like, that's why y'all won. You might have still won. I don't know. But they celebrate like, oh my gosh, it's a freaking win. Chill out.
That's why.
Aren't used to winning. That's crazy.
It ain't got nothing to do with being used to being somewhere. Ain't nobody got to act like they've been there before. It's a divisional rival who, and you hear how you talking. Just imagine everybody else. It's a divisional rival who's supposed to win the division, who everybody said we was going to get swept by before the season.
Nobody said that, Maitland. Don't say that. The Falcons are supposed to be better than the Bucks this year.
After those first two games, everybody flipped that. Don't lie.
I'll give you that.
So, this game, we were not expected to win at all. So I'm not going to say we should have celebrated like it was a Super Bowl.
I expected to win.
Calling cap on that one, sir.
What you mean? We were not expected to win.
They were home.
It don't matter.
I mean, I think it was pretty even. 50-50 either way.
Yeah, but then y'all had home field advantage.
I'll be sure for next time. But either way, I understand, Jamie, you were in hostile territory. So you were just feeling a bit uneasy and you just ain't like all the, you know, the hype around. It's okay.
But do y'all think that like that's maybe a product of like how people from Atlanta act? Like
that could people, also be
true. People from Atlanta act like that about everything. Like yeah, literally everything.
They're emotional. Like,
yeah, like everything is like a celebration. Cool. Let's go to the club. Like they do it to everything, bro.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Like, man, what you expect?
That's why when y'all lose, y'all hurt so bad because y'all get so emotional. Y'all get so high after a win and then y'all lose and be like, what are we doing? Like, fire everybody.
But also, you also got to realize the parts that play into the roller coaster are the ways we lose, not even just losing. This is only the 28-3 is only one example. This happens all the time. So, of course, we are high up, but that's because during the game, we look like we're going to win. we just getting blown straight out. We look like we're gonna win, and that's multiple sports.
I mean, hey, just emotional, bro. Control the emotions, and I like the Falcons anyway. Number six, he's fallen. Josh Allen, he had an awful game on Sunday, and let me be clear. I mean, I'm not even gonna cap to y'all. The Ravens game had me so. So, like, out of it, that the 1 o'clock games, I didn't see almost anything for the 1 o'clock games. So, I went back and watched highlights of some stuff. And I know what I told y'all about highlights, but the Ravens had me all messed up. But Josh Allen looked bad this week. And that's 2 weeks in a row, he's looked terrible. And now it's weird because now it's like the first 3 weeks, Josh Allen could be Superman. He's going to win MVP. Now, two weeks later, He need a receiver. He needs somebody. He can't do it alone.
He talked too early. Tom, I was like, oh, it's good not to have people worried about stats. Well, you might need.
Yeah, exactly.
The dogs worry about their touches because they know they impact the game.
They had three easy games, and when they get two good opponents, then they look sorry.
The play calling at the end, not to turn this into analysis, but that play calling at the end was just atrocious. How you backed up in like your own five and you choose to throw the ball three straight times, knowing y'all got to go win? Like,
Yeah, them and the Bengals, bro. Number five is CJ Stroud. CJ is average right now. He won the game against the Bills, so he's above Josh Allen, but I ain't got nothing to say about CJ. Number four is Baker. Even though they lost, Baker still played a good game, and he's had a solid season this year, but he's fallen a little bit. Sam Darnold is three. He didn't play well in London, even though they still won. They're 4-1. But I think Sam Darnold can still come back up if he come back with another good game next week. Number two is Lamar. I'm trying not to be biased, but I watched every game. Lamar's playing really good this year. The defense is selling him a lot, but Lamar is playing insane. And then number one is who Lamar plays next week, Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels, this might be a product of expectation is why he's number one. Because people are like blowing up Jaden Daniels a lot, but I think that's just because he's a rookie. So I'll let him have it for now. But I like Jaden Daniels number one because he's been playing well all year and he had low expectations coming into the year, especially compared to Caleb. So that's my list this week.
I like it. Wait, was Baker on there?
Number four.
Well, my fault. I zoned out.
He zoned out on the Bucks part. By the way, Jamie, you can tell EJ Derek Carr fell off the list. I gave him 2 weeks on, but he fell all the way off.
He doesn't deserve it anymore.
Yeah, he fell all the way off the list. I'm sorry. Flacco is better than Derek Carr.
All right. Time for
the men. Can you read that?
You can't see it.
Ah, it says tell EJ what?
Well, he got his ear next to the door?
No, he's downstairs.
What all up, right. EJ?
So now onto the Heisman list. And it's crazy because 2 weeks ago, when I really started the list, I was saying how much the position players probably won't win it. But now the two position players are at the top of the list. It's just great. Well, I mean, the quarterbacks, all of them been underwhelming, but it's been a while since we've seen this. I get, since Devontae Smith won that year when none of the quarterbacks were really playing that well.
Oh, and we got to talk about Vanderbilt. But go ahead.
That's crazy. But, and when I went back and listened last week, I see why you did yours in the order you did it. So I'm start with five and not one this week.
Okay.
But I just wanted to say, first off, the Tennessee quarterback, Nico,
you never even try to say
his name. Yeah, he just be like Tennessee quarterback.
Tennessee quarterback. He is off the list until further notice. I kept him on there really based off hype and the fact that Tennessee was a top five team, but no. I mean, he's talented. I like how he plays. It's just he ain't ready for all that yet.
I am a Levi.
So at five, I got a tie. I didn't really want to call him honorable mention since they're really playing around the same. But at five, I got Dylan Gabriel from Oregon and Cade Klubnik from Clemson. He's been on my case about Cade Klubnik the whole time. And after that Georgia game, you know, he ain't good enough because they didn't score more than, well, I think they only scored three. But these last couple weeks, Cade been looking good, and I think Clemson actually ends up running the table with the exception of playing Miami. I think that the ACC is really theirs. So I got him. And then that's the tie for five. I mean, I ain't got much to say about Dylan Gabriel other than, you know, he on Oregon. I mean, I got to watch him. I watched a little bit of his game last week. I mean, he's good. He's just going to be on the Heisman rankings just based on who he plays for and what rank they are and all that stuff. And then my boy, well, I ain't going to call him my boy because he played for Bama, but old Milrow, he had to slide on down. He slid up because I really didn't have him at the top anyway, but he slid up after that Georgia win. But life come at you fast, my boy. I don't know what you couldn't handle, Vandam. I don't know what was going on. But you got to slide down the rankings after that. So I got him at four. Number three, I got Cam Ward. Until further notice, he's probably the best quarterback in college football. He just find a way to win. They were down like 20-something in the second half. I think they didn't finish that game over there in California until almost 3 a.m. But hey, he pulled it out. They stayed undefeated. Yeah. Just as a quick side note, it's so crazy to me that how the new conference alignment, you got both California and Stanford joining the Atlantic Coastal Conference. I mean, the Atlantic Coastal Conference.
Yeah, I've thought about that too. Like, that's weird.
So, like, I saw a tweet. They were like, just say Stanford and California go to the ACC championship. They got to fly all the way to North Carolina to play it. that defeats the purpose of all these conferences.
That's a long flight for a conference championship.
Exactly. Yeah, I got Cam Ward at three. Number two, I got that boy Travis. He probably could go up a little higher, but he didn't play last week. So right now I got him at two. Then my boy Genty, Ashton Genty from Boise State. Bro, his stats are just insane right now. I don't know if y'all saw it. It was a graphic.
Yeah,
through six games, he's already like on pace beating Barry Sanders when he set the whole FBS rushing season, single season rushing record back in whatever year that was. He's like,
I'm not watching his games. So like, what's happening? Like, how is he? Is it a good offensive line, or like?
It's both. Like, his offensive line is good, but also like, he'll get to the second level with the linebackers and just break their tackles, like all of them. Like he's just
shedding, bro.
He like a what's the pinball? He just boom, he bounced off everybody. He's only like 5'9". Like nobody can bring him down though.
Like a fast Marshawn.
Yeah, I like he more like a like how Mark Ingram was in college when he played for Bama. Just shifty but strong. Like he be stiff arming like the defensive lineman. Like he's strong. But even though like you can say he just breaking tackles, but like you watch the plays, it's like how did he do that?
He had 13 for 186. That is insane.
And that was he only played first half.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, that is insane.
13. He hasn't played the second half in two of his games this year, so he could have probably another 200 yards attached to what he already got. And like a couple more touchdowns.
Over 1,000 yards in, what is it, four games he's playing?
Five. Well, I guess
you take away two halves, that's one less game. So four games,
16 touchdowns, 1,031 yards.
That is insane.
And one, and of course, it's Boise State, so people go look at competition, but he put up 200 on Oregon and like three touchdowns.
Yeah. I mean, so when you're playing,
it don't matter who you play.
When you're playing lesser teams, This is what you're supposed to do. Like your numbers are supposed to be all time if you're that good.
Exactly. But we ain't seen a running back, like a dominant running back like this in years. The last running back to win the Heisman was Derrick Henry.
Yeah, and that was what, 2014? Somewhere around there?
2014 or
15,
yeah.
D. Henry.
Nah, CMC should have won that one. Sorry.
Roll Tide. DMC. Not DMC. What did I say? I said DMC. Derrick Henry been CMC. Derrick Henry been better than CMC their whole career, college and NFL.
Better traditional running back, yes, but better all-purpose. You already know who got that. But that's the thing why CMC should have won the Heisman that year, because he had, like, four or five, like, kick and punt return. Like, he literally did everything for Stanford that year. And Derrick Henry was just running the I formation at dominant Alabama.
Alabama, yeah. But they won the ship that year, didn't they?
Yeah.
Championship. I'm trying to see. What year did he win the Heisman? 2015 he won the Heisman. And yeah, they were the national championship that year. But all right, I like the list. Miss College Football, you have any issues with that? I think you can't hear you. Did you say something?
I said nah.
Oh.
What, did you want the Oklahoma quarterback on there?
Absolutely not.
I was just about to say, oh no. He can't get on my list.
I'm just salty about old Dylan.
That's what didn't y'all replace him?
The quarterback?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Well, if you suck, you suck.
That's why the stars don't matter, buddy. Came in a 5-star.
Speaking of Oklahoma, Spencer Rattler might be playing next week.
No, I saw it's gonna be the other one. Hold on.
I thought he was the backup. Who is Jake Haner?
Yeah, what?
That's who played last night. And I, because me and June, we were saying Spencer Rattler about to come in. He never came in.
Spencer Rattler, not even a he not even a second best. What happened?
Who is that?
Spencer Rattler is behind him.
Yeah.
Spencer Rattler was so good. What happened to him?
Caleb Williams overshadowed, and then he went to South Carolina and looked subpar. Man, I don't know.
He fell to the fifth round. That's crazy. I thought Spencer Rattler was going to be the number one pick.
That's what they said. That year he started, that he was supposed to win the Heisman and all that stuff.
Yep.
Didn't even sniff it.
Fell off a cliff. Y'all going to throw shade at Michigan before we move on? Or y'all don't really care?
I won't.
I would like Tobias to be here because I want him to try to explain that, but he can't, so I ain't gonna do it. Oh, but real quick, the Alabama fans, how does it feel?
Yeah.
How does it feel to get to lose, and not only lose, but a historic loss? They haven't beat a top five team in 60 years.
Y'all saw that they took that goalpost 3 miles down to the river.
Yes, that is insane.
That so funny. See, and that's why I go to say y'all can't fault fans. They ain't never experienced that before.
I've never seen like
3 miles.
Like now, 3 miles is crazy. Like y'all ain't get tired. That's like commitment, an hour and a half.
Like the uniformity of everyone coming together to take that thing.
Somebody said it like ants carrying a chip.
Taking a touch.
Yes.
That's exactly what it looked like. That was crazy.
And who walked the whole 3 miles? Was it the same people or they was passing
it? There had to be at least 15 people to hold up a field goal.
I'm about to say there had to be a core of people that stayed the whole time.
But 3 miles with holding
3 miles. It's like walking like this for 3 miles. Oh, honey. That's crazy.
That's like Jesus cross.
Hey, I was.
The comparison is out.
They did it for fun. First off, how you end up getting it out of the ground?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, how many people had to push on that thing?
Somebody, people were talking about, you know how people haters be on the internet, like, that cost the school money or blah, blah, blah. Somebody was like, my tuition alone for this semester is going to pay for that goalpost.
My housing paid for that.
Meal plan. You put everybody meal plan together, they paid for that.
What are you talking about, man?
But they say that the schools get fined for storming the field, and it gets paid to the opposing team.
They do get fined for storming and, I think, for taking the goalpost. But, I mean, still, Vanderbilt isn't expensive.
Vanderbilt got played to pay them. I mean, paid to play them anyway.
Yeah.
They'll be fine.
Yeah.
They may not have. That's an SEC team. They may not have paid.
Oh, yeah. It is in conference.
And Vanderbilt is a big school anyway. They got money. Vanderbilt's
an expensive school. That's a smart school.
Aren't they private?
Isn't it private? A private school, right?
I think they are.
Yeah.
Only a smart school. So it costs money to go there a lot.
I know Skip Bayless went there.
Geek.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, man, I don't know how Alabama we beat Georgia the first 1 week and then.
Talk about a roller coaster.
Barely beat Georgia. Like, they were dominating Georgia. Then Georgia came back. Then they beat them at the end and then lose to Vanderbilt the next week. Yeah, Alabama emotions got to be all over the place right now. Alabama fans.
And I know y'all seen Malachi Moore, number 13.
What happened?
Going right. Crazy on the field.
He had a real life temper tantrum.
Oh yes, I saw. So what? How do y'all feel about that? Like they said, Nick Saban wouldn't allow anything like that.
Oh
yeah, like because number one, don't wait till we don't lost to get that type of intensity. You could have been like this the whole game. Don't wait till it's over. Two, what is that going to accomplish? They're taking a knee. Now you just look like an idiot out there. Like I get it, I love the passion behind it, but it's too late. Like now you embarrassing us as a team. We already getting embarrassed as it is, and now you just adding fuel to the fire by looking like an idiot. No, that you got to be you can't play next game at the very least.
He 23 acting like that.
Right? 23 years old.
It's something about crashing out on the field or on the court that be getting me. Like do it on the sideline. Like you know you're on TV, right? Like your own film doing that.
You're on the field and you walk
do it
around
in a locker room. Because everybody, I mean, you already know, like it's Alabama. So them is some dog. They finna be turned up in the locker rooms, denting up them thing. Like,
oh, it was probably most
crash out in the locker room, bro. Like, why are you doing it on the field?
He 23, though. Your wide receiver 17.
I know he and maybe one or two other players, they had to fight after that. So somebody had to. Because you coming up in my face, I'm mad we lost, but I'm holding my composure. You yelling at me like you ain't been on this field the whole time with me, messing up.
And nah. It's a high-scoring game, so the defense is the ones that was playing worse.
Exactly. That just wouldn't sit well with me. Like, you doing all this at the end of the game, we done lost. It's too late. It is too late for that.
Yeah, when I lose, I get quiet.
Where was that in the first half when y'all were down, what, I think it was 21-0, 14-0? Where was that at then?
That's funny, bro. Alabama was funny. All right, bro. Talk about that.
All right. Talk about old LeBron and Bronny.
Lebanon James.
I saw Jalen crying on Instagram. Like, bro.
Hey, man, look.
Get a grip.
He said, this means so much to me.
It means something to me, bro. But now you got to think, bro. LeBron is like our era goat. I'm not a Bron super fan.
Oh, I know.
I'm not a Bron super fan, but I am a fan of LeBron, like, and his greatness. So, like, to see you playing with your son, I'm sorry, that is fire, man. Like, it hasn't really hit me until they got on the court and, like, it said James and James Jr. That's hard, bro. And, like, as a black man, that's all you want, bro. Like, it was bringing tears to my eyes. I was breaking down on my knee.
Bro, what? No, that's real. That's real deal, like, heavy glazing, bro.
Look at Brian, man. What an inspiration, man. But nah, like, in a vacuum, it's just, like, fun to see, like, that happen in our lifetime, and we might not ever see it. That's the part for me that, like, is the takeaway. Like,
it is definitely crazy, though. I mean, it'll be a lot better if he would, like, I ain't trying to make any type of slide or diss, but it would be a lot better if Bronny was, like, a top player, because the one other time something like this happened was baseball, Ken Griffey Jr. and Sr., and Ken Griffey Jr. is, like, a legend already at the time, so, like, that just made it a lot better, like, back-to-back home runs, like, Bronny might not even play. We might not get to see a lob from them two in the game. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It'd have been just a lot cooler, like, if they were, like, both, like, you know, you got the GOAT passing the torch to a potential GOAT or something like that. Now it's just he his son. It's definitely cool, though. Like, we probably won't see it again.
Only thing I wish is that I wish they would have saved the moment to the regular season.
Yeah.
I wish they would have saved it. At least, like first game. Like Bronny come in middle of the second quarter for a couple minutes with LeBron out there. But, I mean, I guess.
Is he going to make the team or is he going G League?
I mean, he's going to make the team. He's probably going to play G League most of the time.
I don't think, he should go to the G League. He should still be in college. But the G League.
He was just out there running, doing cardio the other night.
I don't think they'll put him in the G League immediately. It'll probably be like November or something, or December. They'll send him down there just so they can get the moments out the way. And then when the Lakers lose 7 in a row to start the season, they'll be like, okay, all right,
I hope they attempt to actually develop him, like, as a player. Because, I mean, yes, he should still be in college, but I'm not going to say that having NBA training would be bad for somebody. Now, maybe playing on an NBA game is one thing, but getting an NBA training would definitely be good for him.
And, somebody said LeBron couldn't, he walked up to Bronny on the court so they can get that picture. Yeah. I believe it.
That's why I ran right up there too.
Because Bronny was playing a guard and they were taking a ball out, and LeBron's player was the one taking the ball out. You didn't have to go down.
Yeah, like, bro, like you're on defense, like you on the other side of the court, you walk up to him. Were you playing full court in the preseason next to your person that's not even up there? Like, come on.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. You know, LeBron is a mega brand.
He's so corny, bro.
He is very corny. He is very corny, but
It's kind of funny though. But I just kind of wish, man, I really wish this was like, and this ain't got nothing to do with that it's LeBron, but I wish this was like Melo and Kyan or something. Like, that would be hard. That would be a little better, bro.
That's weird. That's weird, man.
Bro, I'm talking about because Kyan is a way better basketball player than Bronny.
Nah, bro, that's weird.
How?
I wish this was like
these are great players playing. Like, this ain't got... What makes it weird? Hold on. You're trying to throw it all crazy,
bro. You put in like a whole different family.
Because that's like another, I ain't going to call Melo a legend, but another great player and his kid that's coming up.
You said, I wish this was Melo and his son versus...
Yeah, that's impossible to say.
No, that's, I don't know, is that hating or like...
No, nah, it's not. I just wish the player... I wish his whole player was better. That's all.
It's definitely hating. It just comes from a good play.
But now it's been knocked out in two sports. Y'all think we'll ever see something like that in football?
I think there has been in football. Like a long time ago, they said there was a graphic or something. It wasn't players that is well known, but I believe it's happened in football before. I believe so. I don't quote me on that.
That boy Ryan Williams need to go ahead and crank him one out.
I was going
to
say, who's his dad or what he about to do?
Ryan Williams.
He should have been had one. You got to have him. You got to have him like maybe in the high school beginning of college.
Exactly. LeBron had Bron at what, 20?
Yeah, I mean, LeBron was straight to the league, so he was in the league at 8. He was in the league at 18.
And the thing is, with football too, you also got 3 years in. You have to do 3 years in school.
Yeah, like you have to go to college.
So it's. And your son has to be good.
Hey, Ryan Williams popping one out 9 months from now. He'll basically be 18 when he got it. You think he can play 20 years?
If you do it like that, if he have a kid like soon, he could do it for sure.
He'll have to play in the league 21 years minimum, really.
Yeah. And he
nah, but yeah, then again, it's football, the sport.
And if his kid is not good, he got to be in a position like LeBron where you are that good where you can get your kid in the league.
Probably only a quarterback be able to do something like that.
Yeah. Brady, with Brady's son to be his backup. Oh, my gosh.
He would probably make his son play receiver for just that reason, so he could throw it to him.
Probably. Or he know the money the quarterbacks get. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's it. We got anything else?
I don't think so, unless you guys wanted to throw in a non-sports topic.
Y'all got one off the top of the head?
Mm-mm. What y'all going through in life right now?
I'm just trying to get to it, man. For real, man.
You said what we going through, what?
Whatever you're going through in life, bro, speak it, bro, so we can talk about it. We can use some therapy.
We don't have to talk about it.
Just because you want to keep all your stuff inside, you don't mean everybody else has to, bro.
We're talking to the whole entire internet.
I you know that's how so,
the that what podcasts do. That's what podcasts do.
I'm about to say it.
We need to get one of them single girls on here and get Tobias on here and let them argue about relationships.
We should set Tobias up on an e-date.
And record it.
He's gonna be so gosh. Mad if he watches this.
Somebody sitting in the back with a camera and he don't know we there.
Oh my god.
Nah, it'll be like I don't know how they do it. It'll be like somebody be on with them, like a moderator. But they
like Impractical Jokers?
Oh, in his ear?
Nah, that would be funny, but oh my god.
Oh my god, bro. Say this, Tobias. Just make him fumble on purpose.
And she over there being dead serious about whatever she talk about. We just messing him up.
The thing is, you would try to get him to fumble and he gonna bag for real. and then you try it and you fumble.
Know him.
All right, bro. Scripture of the day. I didn't have enough time to find one, so I'm just reading the one from the Bible app. Psalms 34:8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. So that's one of the all-time scriptures that everybody kind of knows. Just follow Jesus, bro. That's all you gotta do. That's all it's saying.
Follow Amen. Follow the Lord.
Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. You're gonna be blessed if you just follow Jesus.
Period.
All right. We're gonna close it out. I'm done.
Then I'm done.
Oh, I'm gonna close it out.
Yeah, man, come on. What are you doing, bro? What are you doing?
Bye, guys. Woo! Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Rate, like, subscribe, tell everyone. Go Bucks, Boomer Sooner. It is officially Texas. It's always Texas Hate Week, but.
Hey, real quick, y'all seen that? You can stop the recording.
What?
Bye. That's too easy. You never heard of me?